This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies All 106.7 The Fan. Joining us right now is Mike Rizzo, President GM of your Washington Nationals, presented by FH Fur, FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
What's up?
So let's start with some good. Soto's been hitting the ball much better and to be expected and makes the All-Star team. I know that you're patient with Juan Soto, of course. This is what you expected, right?
Well, sure. I mean, it's just, it's just a matter of time that he gets a stroke back and some hits start falling for him. And, yeah, there was never any panic with him and with the coaching staff. And he's, he's starting to feel good about himself and using the entire field and But they're not a lot to worry about with Juan Soto.
Mike, you convinced me. I was offered Paul Goldschmidt for him, and I said, I pondered it, but I decided against it, and I stuck with Juan.
Is it a keeper league?
It's not a keeper league. No.
Mike, what is your take on guys? Because I think Juan has had a resurgence, and remind me, when Bryce won, did Bryce go on a tear afterwards? Like, what is sort of your take on the idea of participating in the home run contest and whether or not that could get guys in a good groove or a bad groove?
You know, I it's not the groove part for me. You know, that's a very physical activity to do. That's the thing that I always, the only thing really I worry about is the activity itself. It's a lot of work and you're swinging extremely hard a lot and exerting a lot of energy and, I just don't want guys to get hurt, to pull anything and that type of thing. But as far as getting their struggle, they take batting practice every day, and
right.
And it's something that they're very, very used to, and it's part of their routine. This is ramped up, obviously to the point of entertainment. But I don't believe that it negatively impacts a swing or an approach or anything like that.
Gotcha. And then I think Juan did go on a tear afterwards. Did Bryce go on a tear after? I can't remember.
I don't remember either. But
yeah.
It's pretty. If he was healthy, he was probably on a tear at some time. He was pretty good.
Right. Fair enough. So I freaked out yesterday when I saw it came up on my Twitter feed that Cade Cavalli points to the trainer right after a pitch, and then I think it's just a blister, right? Is that so? No big deal. Nothing to worry about.
Yeah, it's nothing to worry about. It's it was some skin ripped off. I think it was a pretty veteran move by Kay to call out the trainers. A lot of guys would have tried to grind it through and maybe become a blister or a cut or something like that. But I saw a picture of it late last night, and it doesn't look like anything much.
Nothing too big. Okay, good.
So, Mike, you guys got the day night double banger today because of the rain out. Do you like the day night doubleheaders, or would you rather just have the traditional doubleheaders back to back?
Well, there's kind of like there's good points and bad points to both. You know what I mean? You do get that hour and a half kind of break or so in between it, which some of the guys like. Some of the guys also like just to get through with it and play your 7 hours in a row and get through it. So there's good and bad on both sides of it. Obviously it's economically beneficial to us to have two gates and to play two separate games. And So that's always important. But there's different attributes to having the doubleheader both ways.
So you obviously knew the storms were coming in. Did JoJo even warm up yesterday before the game, or did you, 'cause I know that there was. He had a start scheduled, I don't know, a couple weeks ago where he actually started to warm up, and then the rain came, and I think you delayed his start until maybe the next day or 2 days later. So did he even warm up yesterday?
No, he didn't. The weather report was such that it prevented us from from getting either starting pitcher up.
Gotcha.
That's always the biggest worry about these rain delays is you hate to happen what happened to JoJo a week or so ago, is to get a guy hot and then to sit him down for more than an hour or so and then expect him to pitch again. We just didn't want to do that to a young pitcher like JoJo Gray, and it's something that we avoided last night because the clouds were so ominous and the report was bad, so we kept both starters from the Mariners and from us sitting down until we called the game finally, and then they'll pitch again today.
Mike, we were talking about this earlier. I think I know the answer, but I just wanted to give you opportunity to answer it in any way you would. So this year, obviously rebuilding, whatever you want to brand it, and some guys have said, fans have said, well, why are they even pitching like a 38-year-old guy like Sanchez or something? Why not just have all young guys when it's the type of season that it is? What's your answer to that?
Well, it's because the we bring players to the big leagues when they're big league ready, and that's the answer. It's there's a developmental curve that belongs here. We want to make sure that these young, good prospects are ready to pitch in the big leagues, and once they get here, they're here to stay, and that's always the equation that we use when we're talking about bringing people to the big leagues. It's are they ready to compete at the big league level? Are they fully prepared physically, emotionally, stuff wise, for the grind of the major league season? And that's the only criteria that we use to bring up a player, be it a pitcher or a position player. That's the criteria we've used since we started.
Right? You could ruin a kid if you bring him up too early.
Yeah, you depending on the makeup of the player, I guess you can you could mentally scar them a little bit. But failure is a part of this business. But the thing is, when you're talking about competing at this level, there's no level beyond the big leagues. This is it. It's the greatest 780 players in the world are playing here every night. So it's a league that's extremely competitive, There's no working on changeups up here, or I got to work on my delivery or that type of thing. You're here to win baseball games, and until you're fully prepared, until your full arsenal is ready to compete at this level, we're not going to bring you here, because we want you to once you get here to be fully prepared and to stay here for the rest of your career.
Mike, I remember reading a couple weeks ago that a few bullpen arms needed to make the trip to Washington from Scranton, and they just hopped in a car. They were here in a couple hours. It just harkened me back to how many years ago was it where you had an affiliate in Fresno? I remember when you guys needed players from players in Fresno, and it's like impossible for them to get here with the travel and the lack of a huge airport. I mean, it has to be so much better just having all of the teams geographically within a few hours of D.C.
Yeah, that was an untenable situation, obviously, and that's why it didn't last very long. If you remember that season, we were really kind of stashing a lot of our major league ready players in Double A at Harrisburg because of their proximity to DC. So yeah, it was a bad situation. Baseball, MLB recognized it, and we fixed it. So it's very convenient to have to be. A 4 or 5 hour drive or an hour plane flight to get to DC.
I wanted to kind of ask kind of a larger question that maybe a lot of fans are thinking. So up 95, you've got the Orioles, who seem to be turning around. They've won 9 in a row, but they went through 5 lean years. This is the first lean year for the Washington Nationals and for a lot of fans in forever, really. What And you can't definitely give an answer like, well, we're going to be better next year or the year after, but are fans going to endure like a five-year rebuild, or do you think this can be done much quicker?
Well, we certainly hope not. That's not the blueprint or the plan. I hearken back to, we've done this before. Just look back at their short history of the Washington Nationals, and you could see in 2009 where we were, and then where we ended up in 2012. So we have a track record and a history and a blueprint of how to do this, how to turn around in a relatively quick manner, and compete for championships. Don't forget, after that, after those handful of lean years, we went on an 11-year run of competing for championships, where we won four divisions, a wild card championship, a world championship. So we know how to do this thing. We've done it before. We're going to do it again, and it's you know, I think what, you know, all the things that I see from fans that I interact with at the ballpark or in my neighborhood, or what people tell me that's being said online, is I think people get it. I think that that they understand that this is a reboot year. We don't call it a rebuild because a rebuild is a 5 or 6 year process. Mm-hmm. I think this is a shorter reboot, and I think that we've shown in the past that we know how to do these things, and we're going to. I think you see the short successes that we've had, you know, here in even in 2022 right now, where you know you've got a handful of good young players at the big league level. You've got a minor league system that is playing extremely well in competitive games. We've gone from last year, I think we were at 390 winning percentage, to this year we're one of the, you know, we're playing at a 520 winning percentage pace, and you've got good young players that are impact type players at the higher parts of your minor league, and a system that's really, really stacked at the A ball and high A level, which is important to our timeline, because when you look at that team in Fredericksburg and Wilmington, they're playing great baseball, and it's fun to see those young kids that are 21 years old and really taking the next step with the names of Brady House and Rutledge and De La Rosa, and those are the next guys you're going to hear about in the very near future. That are going to be, you know, guys in the same, you're going to be talking about them in the same way you talked about the Rendones and the Harpers and the Zimmermans.
Want to ask you just a picture question about baseball in general, specifically Ohtani. So I guess it's the second year now where he's been is nominated or whatever, voted in the All-Star game, named to the All-Star for as a pitcher and as an outfielder, as a hitter. Just remarkable. I remember asking you about him a couple years ago, and you just kind of mocked me when I was like, well, how come there aren't more guys that do this? You know, the guys play both positions in college. He's just unbelievable. Some people are saying that he could be one of the greatest players of all time. Where does he rank? I mean, I know it's early in his tenure, but his ability and kind of what he's done, is he in your sort of all-time greats yet? Does he have the potential to be for you?
Well, I think he's got to continue what he's doing, but he's doing stuff that we've never seen before in my lifetime. I know that, and
right.
When you're the number three hitter on a big league team, and you're the number one pitcher on a big league team, that's something that's pretty special. And I don't know where he ranks right now as far as best players in the game, but man, he's got to be. He's in the team photo. I know that, and he's probably the most unique player. That kind of drives the most value. He's as valuable as any player in the big leagues because of the skill set that he has, both offensively and defensively. And he hits the ball as far as anybody, as well as anybody. He runs like a deer. He can throw from the outfield, and he throws 100 miles an hour on the mound with a split finger. So, I mean, that's pretty freakish stuff.
It's ridiculous. Let me just say this, Jason. I don't know if you're like a baseball historian. I assume you are on some level. Like, has he already gone beyond what Babe did as a pitcher or no?
Well, when I scouted Babe, no, I don't remember Babe.
You don't know.
I mean, Babe never, I don't believe, I could be wrong, but I believe Babe stopped pitching when he became, you know, the greatest hitter in the history of baseball, I think.
Right.
And this guy's doing both. So it's remarkable what he's doing. I wish I could see him more. You know, those Angels are hard. You know, we saw him when we played against them, but it's, you know, as a baseball fan, you know, I would love to see a lot more of the Angels because of Ohtani and Trout and Rendon and those guys.
I know you don't want to talk about money with other teams, but it's going to be interesting. I'm just going to throw this out there. It's going to be interesting to see what Moreno decides to do. He's got an arbitration year next year. He's making $5 million this year. Talk about just a bargain.
Right.
But when he's a UFA, considering they have Trout with this massive contract, Rendon's got a massive contract, and those guys just can't stay healthy, what do you do with Ohtani? You can't let Ohtani go.
You got to pay him.
You got to pay.
You got to give him $25 million.
You have to pay him for offense and for defense.
You would think
two separate contracts.
You think he and Trout got hurt last night again? Guy's always hurt, but you would think Ohtani would be worth more than Trout because of what he can do on the mound.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's worth a lot. I know that much, but he's a hell of a player.
Yeah, it's not going to be a fun one to negotiate.
If there was one player not on your team, one player in the league that you wanted to watch, would he be the guy?
He'd be one of them. Yeah, he's an exciting player. I mean, I was fortunate to I went on that trip with the and to watch the Angels play, and it was great to see him play you know, the size of the man and the athleticism of the man is just he's a physical marvel, man.
Would you rather see a pitcher hit?
I don't know. He's terrific at both. I try to find a way that you could maximize both. I mean, he's got to pitch. You know, he's such a great pitcher, and he's got to pitch. And then how much does it take away? What makes it such a marvel is he's pitching every fifth day and you know, DHing the rest. The physical toll that has to be on him is remarkable, but. Now, his other skill sets is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like I said, I mean, the guy can fly, and he's got a rifle from the outfield. I've seen that in the past, and he's got prodigious power, and he's a good hitter, just a lot of good things to say about him.
Yeah, he's got 10 stolen bases here to go with his 19 home runs, over 50 RBIs.
I'm going to say he's the greatest of all time. I'm just
and he's 8-4 on the mound with a 2.4 ERA too.
No, I know. I watch these pitching like Twitter videos that are out there by like these pitching geeks, and they overlay all his pitches. It's unbelievable what he's doing.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
By the way, Babe Ruth in 1916 had 40 starts. He was 23-12, and he had a 1.75 ERA.
And was did he hit
silly.
That year too? And like, what did he do hitting wise?
In 1916, he's with Boston.
Yeah. What did he do?
He only had 152 plate appearances, so he started to. He
was
hitting
way more of a pitcher.
He was hitting less when he was pitching. He still was hitting, but he was hitting less.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
Got to bone up on your 1916 numbers there, Mike.
Yes, exactly.
but the incredible thing about Babe is when he was hitting 60 homers, the next highest guy was hitting 11.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Crazy. All right. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep. All right. See you, buddy.
That's Mike, present GM of your Washington Nationals, presented by FH Fur. FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical, the official plumbing partner of the Washington Nationals. Absolutely the best. Coming up next, we open up the entertainment page.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.